Dr. Saber getting an office note on patient Stephanie Harrison, Stephanie Harrison, Harrison, and date of birth 7/28/1978, date of service 9/4/2024. Pre-pack of the patient is 46-year-old white female, referred to see me by Dr. Jafari for evaluation of right flank pain. Pre-paragraph. Her past medical history includes the following. She has had a vesicoureteral reflux in childhood with recurrent urine infection. From that, she underwent surgery at the age of 5 to fix this problem. Next diagnosis, ADHD, next mast cell activation syndrome. Next, Ehlers-Danlos diagnosis. Next, POTS syndrome, diagnosed in 2022. Next, depression slash anxiety. Next, recurrent UTI postcoital paragraph. Past surgical history includes cystoscopy and VUR surgery, paragraph. Allergies, she's allergic to ciprofloxacin, causes diarrhea rash, generalized. Next, codeine causes itchiness, lamictal rash, and NSAIDs cause rash, period, paragraph. Social history, patient is single, no children, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. She works as a pet sitter. Family history, father was alcoholic, had depression, also has had hypertension. Mother, history of breast cancer, thyroid disease, kidney stones, strokes, correction, endometriosis. Grandfather had stroke, period. Review system, patient did have symptoms of flank pain radiating to right groin and also to the middle of the back for a couple of weeks before she saw Dr. Jafari. Currently, she has no such symptoms and it has resolved. She attributed that to drinking a cold brew, period. She does have heartburn on and off. She has headaches on and off, but is better after treating the mast cell activation syndrome. She has occasional chest pain, occasional shortness of breath, raised nausea, no vomiting, occasional abdominal pain. She does suffer from constipation. Her last urinary tract infection was 1 year ago. Does have nocturia times one. She does have stress incontinence positive, no leg swelling, or other systems reviewed are negative. Current medications include chromalin sodium, escitalopram, and loratadine. On physical examination, her weight is 130 pounds, blood pressure 114/83, heart rate 79, temperature 98.1, autoset 97% on room air. General appearance in an acute assessment, GNT pupils rounded, active light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular venous extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no red pupagraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular and rhythm, normal soreness 2, no mammary friction of her lungs, active auscultation, no crackles or wheezes, her abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guiding rebound or rigidity, extremities, no edema at the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash noted, skin tattoos noted. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations include the following from July 2024. White count 6.7, hemoglobin 13.4, platelet count 321. Normal differential, BUN 5, creatinine 0.52, estimated GFR 116, sodium 138, potassium 4.5, fluoride 103, total CO2 26, calcium 9.3, albumin 4.1, normal liver enzymes. Urinalysis shows specific gravity 1.005, 0 to 2 RBC, pH 7.5, no proteinuria, benign sediment, paragraph. Urine culture was negative, period, paragraph. An ultrasound of the kidney showed the following. Right kidney volume or size 9.2 centimeter. Renal cortex is preserved at 13 millimeter. No calculi, hydroinflammation, or solid mass seen. Left kidney size 9.9 centimeter. Renal cortical thickness is 15 millimeter. No calculi, hydroinflammation, or solid renal mass seen. Her urine pre-void bladder capacity was 292 milliliter. Neither ureteral jet is noted within the urinary bladder lumen. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan. One, right flank pain that is resolved right now. Patient has excellent kidney function, absence of proteinuria, no hydronephrosis or abnormalities on her ultrasound. The fact that the absence of ureteral jet is identified on bladder ultrasound is most likely related to her bladder being full. Possible relation to also prior surgeries as well. I'm not concerned about that at the current time. Period. Paragraph. Patient was reassured and should she have recurrent symptoms, I would like to do a imaging of the whole abdomen with a CT scan for a better delineation and another imaging modality to see whether there's anything else going on. Additional diagnosis include mast cell activation syndrome to follow with appropriate physician that she has been seeing for that for a while. Next, ADHD. Next, POTS, stable. Next, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, stable. Next, depression, anxiety. Continuous citalopram follow with Dr. Jafari. I thank you, Dr. Jafari, for allowing me to see your patient consultation. I will see her on as needed basis. Please let me know if I can help in any regard in the future in her care. End of report. Thanks. CC Dr. Beta Poor Jafari.